ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ओके, सेवेंथ कैंटो, नाइन्थ चैप्टर, 44th वर्स। प्रायेण देव मुनयः स्वविमुक्ति
कामाः
मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थ निष्ठः। नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको। नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो अनुपश्ये।
प्रायेण देव
मुनयः स्वविमुक्ति कामा। मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थ निष्ठा।
नैतान्
विहाय कृपणान् विमुक्ष एको।
नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो अनुपश्ये।
So purport and translation by Srila Prabhupada. We can read word to word meaning. We should read word to word. Prayena. Generally in almost all cases.
Deva.
O my Lord.
Munayaha.
The great saintly persons.
Swa.
Personal own.
Vimukti kamaha.
Ambitious for liberation from this material world.
Maunam.
Silently.
Charanti.
They wander. In places like Himalayan forest where they have no touch with activities of materialists. Vijane.
In solitary places.
Not.
Pararthanishtha.
Interested in working for others by giving the benefit of Krishna conscious movement.
By enlightening them in Krishna consciousness, these vihaya, leaving aside.
Kripnan, fools and rascals. Vimumukshe. I desire to be liberated to return home back to Godhead.
Ekaha, alone.
Not. Anyam, others.
Twat, but for you.
Asya, of this.
Sharanam, shelter.
Brahmataha,
of
the living entity rotating and wandering throughout the material universes.
Anupashye.
Do I see? Translation for word by Srila Prabhupada. Baat kijiye. My dear Lord Narasimhadev, My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their deliverance. Not caring for big cities and towns, they go to Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, manavrat. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at a lotus feet. It's a very beautiful verse. Prabhupada used to quote this. Purport. I'll discuss the purport. Mugyanatimrindasya jnananjana shalaka chakshunitam yenatasmai shri gurve namah. So, purport, Prabhupada says, this is a decision of the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. So, pure devotees, they come to a decision. And they come to this decision, what Prahlad Maharaj is coming, that I do not want to be liberated alone. Prahlad Maharaj says, Na etan vihaya kripnan mumukshoyko. I do not want to leave this misers, Kripnan means actually the misers. Why Pradmana says these people are misers? In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes from Garg Samhita that Etan, Kripnan, that people who do not use their human form of life for perfection, they are misers. Because this human form of life is very valuable. So just like, for example, if you have a lot of money and if you don't use it, you're a miser. It's keeping in bank. Similarly, we have this precious body, but we're not using it. That's why we call us misers. In a proper cause. So, devotees, pure devotees come to conclusion that, yes, I don't want to leave these misers and fools here. I don't want to get liberated. Let me help them and get them, give them liberation. How does he come to this conclusion? That's the question. So we have come to this conclusion not on our own. We are ordered like that. It's not our decision. It is their decision what they've given us. And they have got from Prahlad Maharaj. And it is their, actually, they own their decision. We don't own our decision. But Prahlad is making us, Prabhupada is saying the decision of a pure devotee is this. So how do we come to a platform that it becomes our own decision? That's the point there. This is called as a decision born of your own devotion. Or decision borrowed from somebody else. We have borrowed this all decision. Actually, we don't like to do. We don't like to deep within us. We are not that super convinced that Prahlad Maharaj is. That we want to deliver everybody. It doesn't happen like that. Prabhupada was like that. I think Prabhupada was standing in, I think, Hyderabad bus stand once. They didn't get a car. So he was waiting just for the car there. Or he was going in the car. And then he was going in the car and then he saw people standing at bus stand. So he told his servant, you see these people? They are just rotting around on this. They have to go to work, come back, they're standing in bus stand, they're just wasting this time. They're rotting in this material world. And then he started weeping, tears came in his eyes. That's Prabhupada. Just a small scene, you know. I think Prabhupada was in, I think, New York also somewhere, and he was, oh, New York, they had bought a big building, no?
So he was Empire Street?
Yeah, yeah. So he was in the top floor somewhere, they accommodated him, and then he was standing near a window and chanting, and he was weeping. So someone servant came and then he told, come here. You see so many people in the roads, they are simply wasting their human life. That is called real compassion. And from that compassion is born this desire, this decision that I don't want to leave this fool and rascal there. And from where that compassion comes, of course, from the attachment to God. What you have that you can give, that you share, that then you know the value of that. So Prabhupada knew the value of Krishna consciousness, so he wanted to share. It's as simple as that, is it? So what we know, we want to tell others. Is that no? It's like that. You go to a party and if you enjoy, the next day you'll come, oh, you know what, I went to party and this happened, that happened, it's like that. You like to share both and the Varaswaram. So the point is, though we should not become confused that it's our decision. Now you have borrowed. But we have to march ahead to make it our decision, just like Prahlad Maharaj has made his own decision. And when that happens, then our life is perfect. Then Prabhupada will be happy, yes. Then he is happy. So to do that, we have to first experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will not be able to share it. We don't want to share. We will not share it so enthusiastically, maybe. But once you experience the bliss of holy name, bliss of Krishna consciousness, and then you will, okay, fine, let me distribute it. That's an ideal situation. Ideal situation. When you're overflowing with bliss, okay, take it, you know, I'm overflowing. That's what Mahaprabhu says, I got so many fruits. There's nothing to keep, you know, so just distribute it as they become rotten. So that's the decision of pure devotee. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. So we should not come to this decision, the second statement, now. We can't say, okay, Prahlad Maharaj doesn't want to go back, and so like him, we also don't want to go back, we want to remain in material, then we'll be in trouble.
Many people say that.
Yeah, many people say that in ISKCON.
Yeah.
But it'll be foolishness, because then you are imitating Prahlad Maharaj. We're not supposed to imitate him. We'll fall down. We're supposed to aspire for this platform.
Yeah. I was just saying once with Vaishesh Prabhu, this is book distribution, if you are so much attached, right? So I was thinking, you know, it's not imitating or something, just a thought come to me. If you go back to spiritual world, you know, we don't have any service there, book distribution. If we are there, you know, we can do something.
You know what? Tukaram, Sant Tukaram, Sant Tukaram. You know him, Sant Tukaram? Radha Krishna. You know Sant Tukaram? Tukaram.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, his name is on that saint only.
Yeah.
That Saint Tukaram Maharashtra was a big saint. I mean, he was such a elevated person that in front of everybody, a plane came from Vaikuntha. Just 300-400 years
back.
In front of, and that place is also there when that plane came. Krishna came himself. Yeah. And in this very body, he took him back. He was such a saint. But what happened was, before he came, just before, Vishnu came and Vishnu told, okay, it's time, let's go. I can't live without you. So Tukaram told, no, I want to stay here, preach. There is no preaching there. So I want to preach here. So Vishnu told, no, in Vaikuntha there's more services. You come back. Tukaram told, no, I don't want to come back. Vishnu told, you know what, forget your plans, come with me. Just leave it aside. You don't know what's Vaikuntha. I'll show. When you see Vaikuntha, then you'll know what's there. So that's one aspect. But for us, our first thing is to go back. It's a dangerous place. That's another point. For Prahlad Maharaj, actually, Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada says in last purport, in the last verse, 43rd, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, O best of great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. This is not happening with us. We are not fully absorbed. So if we are not fully Krishna consciousness, then we are in danger. Prahlad Maharaj says that also, na? Padam padam ekvi padam. So our first thought is to attain Krishna, then these things. So this is a spontaneous platform, what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. I am not interested to go back. So even if he has to stay, but you know what Prabhupada says in one of his purport, that a devotee is not interested to go back to Godhead. Actually,
because he says, in the advanced devotees, right? Yamunacharya, somebody, actually it is like,
yeah, he said whether I stay in hell or heaven.
Yeah.
So they don't want to, Prabhupada also says, I was quoting, that devotee even do not want to meet Krishna. He simply wants to serve him. But there's a trick here. We want to serve him because we know by service we'll go back to him. It's not that we don't want to go back, but the idea is we don't want, we know by service automatically it will be done. So that's why Shastakam comes, Mama Janmani Janmaneshwari. Bhaktat bhakti rahito gitoi, birth after birth, let me be your servant. So Bhakti on Thakur comments there that devotee is very intelligent. Mahaprabhu is intelligent. He says, birth, let me be your servant. And he knows that by this statement, Krishna will be very happy. And if he is happy, he'll call us back to his spiritual birth. So that's the idea. The best devotional standard is not to ask him, or not to really not to desire to go back to him, but the idea is to serve him, and then he'll take care of everything. But this idea is different. Let me remain here in this material world. That is another desire that we can't desire now. We can't desire. Yamunacharya says, let me be in heaven, let me be in hell. Doesn't matter. But if Krishna sends us to hell, we'll throw away all Kanthimala. We'll be like, we can't remember him. It's out of question. So it'll be really problematic. Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. See? He'll be happy, still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Na eva duje para duratyaya vitarineha. O best of great personalities, I'm not at all afraid of material existence. He's not afraid of Maya. Because he's experiencing God at every moment. So what should be our desire? Our desire is, let me be serve you, but we don't desire like Prahlad Maharaj. That is why we worship him, no? Because he has this desire we don't have. We are just, what we are trying to do is, we are trying to fulfill their desire of preaching to other people. We are like an assistant. That's all what we are doing. We are trying to fulfill Prabhupada's desire, not our desire. Yeah. That we have to be careful. We don't have a desire to preach. Let us admit it. To that, we have little bit, but we don't have. This is desire of Prabhupada and we assist him. That's all. Now we are on the platform. That's why Prabhupada always said, you rascal, to make us remember. Don't forget this, your reality, you know. Prabhupada always used this. Don't forget your reality. You are rascal, that's all. Whatever you have in devotion, that is, I have given you. You know, once these Westerners, they came, foreigners, and then they were, one Westerner devotee asked, Prabhupada, what, like you always telling in your lectures, like anybody who comes to Krishna consciousness in past life, he has done some devotion. So that is why you get attracted to Krishna in this life. Something you have done. So Sukruti. So Prabhupada, what Sukrutis we had? Like, we are born in America and Prabhupada said, you don't have any Sukruti. I made your Sukruti. you didn't have any. Once he told like that. Another time he told, when Westerners came, he told that you all Western devotees, you were Brahmanas in last life in India. And now you are born in America to participate in this preaching mission.
Even in Krishna, on the mood, right? Krishna book, he says that all these Western people are like coming from Vaikuntha, when you see the Kantimala and
Vaikuntha,
from Vaikuntha coming from
Vaikuntha. That might be some thing, metaphorical type.
Metaphorical, yeah.
But this is like, he's saying you are Brahmanas, all of you, in last life. And actually this happened in India when these foreigners, they went to Radharaman temple. So that the temple pujari blessed them. And they came to Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, temple pujari blessed us, so nice. First said, go back and you bless them. That next life you'll be born in America to participate in preaching mission. So it's a total different kind of, it's a total different vision at all. So yes, we might have some Sukrutis, that's why we are here, but we should not think like that. We have to think that we don't have any Sukrutis, we are nonsense, number one. Whatever devotion we have, that's a gift of Krishna. And if we are not careful, within 3 days, we can again become nonsense. No matter, we are 25 years in devotion, you just leave chanting for 3 days. You'll become much more nonsense than when you were without Krishna, without Krishna consciousness initially. We can fall down to any level. Maya can make us do anything. There's no chance. I mean, she made Brahma run after his daughter. Brahma. We cannot even think like that. It's abnormal. Brahma is doing like that. He made Shiva run after Mohini. We are nothing actually. So let us remember that. Let us glorify Prahlad Maharaj for this sublime desire he has. Okay. A pure devotee is... Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not at all afraid of material existence. Prabhupada said in one of his lectures, my only complaint with my devotees is they don't fear material existence. Prabhupada said. Prabhupada, in one of his lectures, he was saying, Again he was saying, you all will fall down. You all will fall down. Then, like, people were a little disturbed, you know what's happening. Prabhupada went back in the room and he was seeing Krishna and Yashoda photo and he was weeping. He was praying. So devotees came, what happened, Prabhupada? You are saying you all will fall down and you are weeping. Prabhupada said, you all do not fear Maya. And that's why you get prone to fall down. So, Prahlad Maharaj doesn't fear Maya. He is spontaneously at that platform. We are supposed to fear Maya. That's our problem. We don't fear. He doesn't fear, but it's a difference. There's a difference between, well, we are supposed to fear, otherwise we will be gone, you know. So, pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. That's the idea. Pure devotee is never unhappy because Maya doesn't affect him. We become happy because our devotion goes up and down. When a devotion goes down, we become unhappy. When a devotion is okay, we become happy. For us, it happens like that, like waves of ocean. Sometimes unhappy goes down, sometimes unhappy goes. But Prahlad Maharaj, there's no chance for that because he is with the Lord of Maya. Actually, Krishna, Vishnu says in Vishnu Puran. Somebody asks Vishnu, you know, in Vishnu Puran it comes that, my dear Lord, you are helping Prahlad so nicely. Why you are helping him? Like, there's so many pure devotees. Why you like him so much out of all devotees? So Vishnu says, see, Vishnu says, I am not helping him. Who says I am helping him? So then, so what's happening? So Vishnu says, actually I am helping myself, not him. Because there is no difference between him and me. His consciousness and my consciousness become one. So I don't feel any difference between, when I am protecting him, I think I am protecting myself. Just like parents are protecting son, the child, they think they are protecting themselves. Because it's their part now. So that's with what Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't feel I am protecting somebody else. I am protecting myself actually. And that is called, in Sri Sampradaya, it is called Samlesh Bhav. Devotees and Lord become one in consciousness. So Krishna never will allow anybody to harm himself. And that is what Vrajvasis are there. So it is not partiality. He's protecting himself, it's allowed in Dharma. No. It's allowed, simple. So Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavatam. This verse is very famous. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vibhyati swarga pavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshina. Devotees are solely engaged in devotional service, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, hellish planets are all same. For such devotees are interested only in service of Lord. When we read this verse, we have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, your devotees are so nice. They are so absorbed in you that they don't fear hell, heaven, any position. But for me, I am so prone to fall down. Please save me from this material existence. For us, we have to pray like that. Ai nanda tanuja kin karam. You see, this is interesting, no? Patitam maam vishame bhavam badao. Previous, in Shastakam, he says, mama janmani janmaneshwari. Let me take birth after birth. And now suddenly, fifth verse, he prays, no, I am fallen into material existence. Please pick me up. See the contrast there. There's a contrast. So how do you understand this contrast? Why does he pray birth after birth? And then he says, no, please pick me up from this material world. It is such a fearful condition. So how do you explain this contradiction? You understand the contradiction? How do you explain this? Why? So Krishna can say, just now you prayed, you know, mama janmani janmaneshwari. And now you are playing, please pick me up, I am fallen down in material existence. What's happening? You are changing your mind or what?
As long as remembrance of Krishna and his vision is there, then even janmani will be the same.
But living liberated is okay, Prabhu, that state. Means actually liberated, going back, or living liberated. Pick me up means he is asking him to take him, or
no. But the point is, he has fear.
Yeah, fear. Yes,
but previous verse he's saying, let me take birth after birth, no problems, you know. So that's the question. That's what fear. This verse is talking about fear. So Krishna says, okay, tell me one thing. You're fearful or not fearful?
He says that to please Krishna. It's like, if it pleases Krishna to take birth after Krishna, to your world, that's his goal. If Krishna wants him close to him, so that's.
Okay, yeah, so the point is, so that's why we understand the fourth verse, Mama Janmani Janmaneshwari. That prayer is actually not real prayer of let me take birth after birth. Mahaprabhu is saying, if you want me to take birth after birth, I am fearful, please pick me up. But if really you want that, I am also ready for that. That's the idea there. But please make sure that I always remember you, I don't forget you. That is the meaning of that verse. I am fearful, I want to be saved. But if you want, then okay, I am ready. I don't counter-argue that. I am ready for that, Krishna. You understand the implication there? So Kunti Maharani can pray. Give me miseries again and again. We can't pray that. So many people, you know, many devotees say, okay, like Kunti, we should pray to Krishna. Vipadu santu, what's that? Vipada santu tat tat. Again and again vipadas should come. We can't pray like him. She and...
We'll pray opposite.
Yeah. Most of us, we pray opposite. And even if you can't pray like that. It's not good to pray like that. It's not good to pray like Kunti prays. Give me miseries, no. We land in problems. Like that, we land in problems. So, that's why we worship these devotees. Their prayers, their devotion are unparalleled. Unparalleled. And we aspire to come to that platform. That's another thing. Prabhupada now begins. For a devotee, being situated in heavenly planets and being in hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna and spiritual world. Yudhishthira Maharaj went to hell for one day and everybody got liberated. That's Yudhishthira. That's why it's same for devotee.
Because why would a devotee ever go to heaven, hellish planets?
Yudhishthira Maharaj went.
On account of what? I mean,
some people say that on account because he denied Krishna.
Ashwatthama.
So for that he was taken one day to hell.
For a flick of a second.
So just a detour through hell.
Prabhu, he says something.
What?
He lied about Ashwatthama.
Yeah, he lied. But that was not because of lie. That was because of not following orders of God. It was not because of lie. So, but at the same time, actually, that was also not the reason. That was not the reason that he denied Krishna. Not really the reason, because Krishna can excuse. Yeah. I mean, to say, he is a pure devotee, you know.
Yeah.
Anybody can do mistakes, so excused. Yeah. But the point was, Krishna took this chance that on this pretext, he will go to that place and everybody get liberated. So use this pretext to send Yudhishthira to that place so that everybody gets liberated. And that was his mission, no? To come here and liberate people. So that's what his idea was. Otherwise it makes no sense. I mean, to say a devotee does a small mistake and goes to hell, it doesn't make any sense for that, you know.
That's why I was asking this. So it's like inconceivable. We will not understand why and when Krishna will send any devotee to hell.
We can't. But we can go to hell if we do offenses.
Yes.
There are a lot of chances for us to go to hell. If you do Namaprad, you go to hell. It's not pakka that we are coming back as human life. If we do offenses, that's why.
Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada to New York.
We are like that. Yeah.
That's Bauri and all.
At that time it was hell. Like hippies and. At that time it was hell. So, that's the point. So Prabhupada in one of his lecture says a devotee thinks anyway I'm going to hell. Anyway I'm going to hell because I don't deserve to go back to Godhead. So before I go to hell, let me serve Krishna whatever I can, and then anyway your destiny is in hell before and now. Also we should think like that. Krishna will think something else. Krishna will think, I now let my devotee go to hell. But we should not think, okay, yeah, I'm going to spiritual world, you know, like this is, then it becomes crazy. You're not humble.
Some puffed up devotees can think like, let me go to hell and preach there.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it happens.
I have heard.
Yeah. I've heard I want to preach and this, come on, you know, first you preach to yourself. We have not perfected our lives. We can't even preach to ourselves. We have to be aware of this reality. It's not that we don't preach with full enthusiasm, but the point is to be aware that we are supposed to preach to ourselves also. Preaching others, don't forget to preach yourself. Actually, when you're preaching, you're preaching to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. You're making yourself remember that, hey, you have to be Krishna consciousness. You have to remain. So the secret of success for the devotee is not understood by karmi and jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy in material adjustment. Jnanis want to be happy becoming one with Supreme. So bhog and tyag, both are bad. Karmis are interested in bhog. Jnanis are interested in tyag. Devotees are not interested in bhog, neither in tyag. Neither enjoyment, neither initiation. Devotees are interested in service. The devotees have no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in Himalayas or forest. Prahlad Maharaj says, Muni. He is not interested to become Muni. His interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches the people Krishna consciousness. Actually, you know, Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, he purposefully used to open the mat right in the middle of the town, where there was busiest. Like if you go to Delhi, this Gaudiya mat is in Pahadganj. If you go to Pahadganj, like, you will not, you have to stop vomiting, that's all.
You have to stop.
Such a bad place. That mat, Kodiya mat is there, just besides that line, they're all prostitutes. It's all messed up, it's so much rush. You can't live there. Bhakti Sandhas said, go there and open their mat. They open their mat because you have to be in between sinful people to help them. He was a different guy. And Prabhupada also told, go to cities. The LA temple. Detroit. Specifically Detroit. You go to Detroit. You have gone to Detroit. That mansion, Fisher Mansions, Ambarish Maharaj. You have gone? Anybody?
No.
So that Fisher Mansion is there. And that time, that mansion was belonging to this Fisher. They were like big millionaires, you know. So Prabhupada told Ambarish that you buy that, and we make a temple. But all devotees were saying, Prabhupada, no. Because it was like full of all around blacks. It was the worst place. Like every day, even today, or almost after every 2 days, you will find a person shot in front of temple. I stayed for 4 days. They told every 2 days. After 2 days, I found a person. He was lying shot. And then you can't walk at 4 o'clock there. It's a very dangerous place. And that area. So they were all blacks, and they were saying, Prabhupada, how should we open temple? Like we are like so many devotees, 150 devotees. At that time it was full of devotees. And these blacks will come and then they can do anything. So they were criminals, so they have guns, and so Prabhupada told no. So they told that they'll steal everything, they'll kill us. But told no problem. Prabhupada told, let them come, let them steal everything. So what they will steal? They'll steal prasad. They will eat prasad, become devotees. Prabhupada was bent on that place and he took it. So Prabhupada knew what is actually preaching. He was in this mood of Prahlad Maharaj. So busiest part of the world, not in the loneliest part of the world. That's what
is. So almost all temples are situated in cities.
In cities, yeah, New York and all these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our temple.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of all materialistic things.
Boston, yeah. When I was surprised, right in the downtown.
Yeah, downtown Boston.
Yeah, Boston is there.
I didn't know.
Boston temple, actually, it changed 2-3 times, but now
did
it's
you go there, probably Boston?
Yeah, but so, I didn't know. I was not into 2008. I was not into Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, I went there. I went.
But Boston. My friend, he was. So,
the point is, why Prabhupada is saying you have to be in the busiest part of the world? Not because that you open temple in the busiest part of the world and you just sit in the temple doing nothing. The idea is to make ourselves busy. not that in the busiest part of the world you open the temple and you are sitting nicely there. Not, you are not busy there.
It's like receptivity. It's like in the war. It's like the medics, when they go to the war, they don't go after like the guy who's shot in the head or neck. You know, they goes to the guy who's like shot in the hand, and they can't be saved.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So again, in the cities,
oh,
you don't go after like the materialist, like hardcore businessmen that are like, we go after for the young, like, I don't know, students who are...
That you can do, yeah. Same, you right? can do that. That's a wise decision. But Prabhupada once told, real challenge is not to preach those who have some kind of spark. Mm. Like good people, like Indians. But real challenge is to change hardcore atheist. Prabhupada wanted that. Actually, real challenge is that. Who don't want to come. That is why Prabhupada told that if you preach to Muslims, I will take the dust of lotus feet. But tell anybody who preaches to Muslims, I'll take the dust of his lotus feet on my head. Because that's impossible. That's a real challenge. Prabhupada said, so in India there's Rishikesh, mm-hmm. Rishikesh, Haridwar. It's all full of Mayavadis. Prabhupada said, anybody who can change Rishikesh, I will do Dandavat to him.
Wow.
Anybody who can just drive out all Mayavadis. Prabhupada was interested in changing hardcore people. If you cannot do, okay, that's okay. Then we come to this point. But real challenge is that. Because if they change, people are going to change. Or entire world changes. But what is happening in ISKCON now is, we are preaching, but actually you are not preaching. Because people are coming on their own. Good people are coming, pious people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not called preaching.
Mm-hmm.
We are in illusion.
No,
just keep it. That's okay. Thank you. So that is not called preaching. You're just sitting there in the busiest part of the world.
Mm.
You're not busy, you're just sitting there doing some kind of book distribution. Something you're doing, okay, fine, that's all. That. And people are coming on their own. People who have some pious credits, you go, you give, and they naturally take. But this is preaching, Prahlad. He is preaching to demons.
Mm.
He is preaching to his classmates, you know, who are pakka demons. And he is doing that thing. The thing what wanted.
There also are there a lot of demons too.
Where?
In America.
Yeah, they are like fully atheist people here. Like so much, yeah. So if you can change them, then Krishna is very happy. And he'll be. But that's a challenge. For that you have to be prepared a lot. You have to do. For that you have to work.
Mm.
They don't come easily.
Yeah.
But these people...
He gathered some Vaishnavas who are like drug addicts and all those, and he preached and they made devotees.
Mm. Oh,
yeah? Yeah. Like there are some Western people.
Mm.
Like, Ashley,
that can be good.
Long Beach, he had that a Long Beach ashram with all Vaishnavas. And they were into, you know.
That is good.
Yeah.
But that can also be understood like many Westerners are also interested in spirituality.
Mm.
So most of those Westerners come. Already looking for spirituality yoga, but real preaching is you go to university, preach to a for hardcore atheist. You will find hardcore atheist in university. I don't believe you. Give me evidence. No chance. That is a ISKCON is now attracting the scum and not the cream. We are all scum. Scum, you understand scum?
Yeah.
The leftover, like all. Not really intelligent people. Not need the cream. Cream is becoming atheist. Because modern education is convincing them. They're all intelligent people, you know. Stanford, MIT. And they're, there's no God, come on. They have good intelligence. It's there.
Prabhuji, yeah, so you, as you said, right, ISKCON is not attracting the brightest people. Yeah, we see that actually. Like, an organization like HSS and normal temple that we have here, there are like, you know, Indian doctors and, you know, scientists, they actually are attached with those.
No, what is HSS? What is
that? Hindustan Swayam Sevak Sangh.
Acha, yeah, yeah,
so,
see
so,
all of
so
them.
So that Chigishu is taken is from HSS.
Yeah.
They have, you know, doctors and professors.
Yeah. In ISKCON, we don't find doctors, professors.
They're not able to attract.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a problem, you know. In ISKCON, we don't find doctors, professors.
I've talked about it a lot, actually, but...
So that's a problem. We are not attracting intelligent people.
Mm.
That's what Prabhupada wanted.
In Mumbai, like Chowpatty, like IIT.
Chowpatty, they have, they are doing something.
Yeah, in Kanpur also, all these IIT graduates or people who are doing IIT, they go there.
Mm-hmm.
But not like in a mass scale that, you know, all these influences.
Something is happening, they are doing something. But there's a negative thing also. Like, I was there at Chowpatty, and those people who are coming from IIT, see, it's not necessary that who is in IIT, they're intelligent. It's not necessary. They can be like, he's from IIT. They can be like number one fools, you know. I went to IIT.
Not like him, but...
No, but he knows. So, I went to IIT, I presented a seminar, and I was surprised. My God, what are these people? So, intelligence is a different thing. Intelligence is a different thing. And those people we have to catch. So anyway, they are doing good. That's good. But overall, it's gone. Nothing is happening. You find all dumb people, you know. It doesn't change the world. You have to change the world. That's challenge we have to take. And for that, you have to become... Prabhupada said, you know, all these Westerners were walking. So all the Western devotees tell Prabhupada, you are so intelligent. Prabhupada said, I have to be intelligent to control you all who are so intelligent. Prabhupada said that. So we need a lot of preparation to preach. To preach. So preaching is a different thing. Just like we are talking of book distribution, then follow up.
Mm.
So we are distributing books, no follow up, then it's like half preaching. In India it's happening. In India a lot of book distribution is happening. Delhi Temple.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
But somehow we are not able to attract people. So we have to think about that. Otherwise, we'll miss the chance here. Everybody, there's a serious issue there.
This preaching, does it happen? It's like philosophy. I don't know that many devotees who became devotees because of philosophy, right? Because of, like, I don't know, it's like argument and conviction.
Because nobody's speaking that.
Huh?
Nobody's speaking proper philosophy. Nobody's speaking, actually. So that's why we don't have. So we don't, and I've heard this argument many times. So people say, how many people have come from philosophy? Well, we are not preaching philosophy, so you don't find people like that. When you preach, then you see. Like attracts like. People will come. Now what is happening in ISKCON, preaching is most of stories. Frankly, you know, is it? It's more of story, it's not a substance. Prabhupada said in one of his lecture, we are not here to create a sentimental wave. Prabhupada said in letters, we have to give them substance so that they understand, come with conviction. Yes, this is perfect. And then they go out and preach.
Another, there is excuse I hear most of the time, like, we are not at that level, we cannot.
Generally, we
take an excuse like that. Many people, he is doing book distribution, but we are not at that level. They never reach it. They never, if they don't aspire for that, they never.
We are not at the level, we understand, but if Krishna's mercy.
So people that try to aspire, they will not become humble and don't do anything. What is the use?
That is not humility. That is, what's that called? Duplicity. Humility. Frailty, maybe. That's not humility. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people. A Vaishnava is not interested in transcendental meditation, all sort of foolish material activities. He is enlightening people because that is the only way for them to become happy. So, preaching is very helpful, because if we help others, Krishna will help us. The more you give others, Krishna will give you more. The more you keep to yourself, Krishna will also keep to himself. Just as he has given us freely, we have to give others freely. Otherwise, we become liable we become a mean person. We got free and we are keeping to ourselves. You see, so that's not a good idea. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of a lotus feet, one cannot be happy, Prahlad Maharaj says. One wanders within universe life after life, but by grace of devotee, a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. That is a real target in life. See, Prabhupada says, return back to home, that is a real target. That's a real target. The members of Krishna Conscious Movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in Himalayas or forest, where one will only make show of meditation. And not only they are interested in opening many schools for yoga. Now they are interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in cities. Prabhupada says, oh, so what to do of this? Prabhupada says, they are not interested to open schools of yoga and meditation in the cities. And this is a good statement. You should remember this. Because this trend is shifting, you know. We are opening schools for yoga.
Not reading books, no.
Yeah. We tell the yoga center. We say temple, yeah. Some people, they don't.
Yeah. Prabhupada says.
We say yoga center.
Prabhupada says, yeah. We are interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation cities. So, how do you explain this? What do you do with this statement? Yeah, so we can do that, but it should not take over our movement. That's the idea. It is taking over our movement, this thing of yoga. It's coming in a big way. You can do it in a small way, but that's not the main part we have to do. Because then we lose our real message, you know. Maybe after 20 years, we are yoga consciousness. Krishna consciousness is gone. It can happen. Movements deviate very quickly. Things change very quickly. Rather, every member of Krishna Conscious Movement is interested in going door to door, try to convince people about teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Directly. The teaching of Lord Chaitanya, that is the purpose of Hare Krishna movement. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada came here. Prabhupada was speaking of Krishna. Prabhupada didn't change the message, no? He didn't do that. Prabhupada was giving Chaitanya Charitamrita classes in 69-70. You can imagine, first Krishna, nobody understands. And then you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is supposed to be incarnation of God, and who understands him? But Prabhupada says, no, this is a message you understand. Take it. And that's why he was successful. That's why you have temples now. Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. That's why you have Panchatattva temple, no? If Prabhupada would have told, oh, these are hippies, they'll not listen. So let us little bit. Then you would not have these temples, you know, Gaurnita. And like, come on, who knows that? Prabhupada did his part, you know. The members of Krishna Conscious Movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus, Krishna conscious person avoids all kind of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists.
Wow.
Nothing doing with them. Avoids spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. It's a good statement. All of them. You shouldn't be contaminated by this. Speak.
Krishna.
But you said that, you know, we are not reaching to the intelligent people like atheists who are.
Yeah. So we have to convince them.
We should avoid, or we should.
No.
Bring we them should to reach Krishna them.
No. Avoiding means we should not take their ideas. Mm-hmm. We should give our ideas to them. Yes. That's the meaning of avoiding. Yeah.
So Prabhuji, so as you were mentioning, right, we should not propagate our movement as like yoga or meditation thing. When we go out, Prabhuji, on book distribution, we say, okay, we are inviting you to our, you know, yoga and meditation center. So what exactly we should then tell them, you know, let's say when I give them a temple card, first we give them a temple card, before talking about Bhagavad Gita, we say, we have a yoga and meditation center in Laguna Beach, and here is the book, you know, we have discourses based on this. This is Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. So that first part, we should change it from like yoga and meditation center to like, science of, like center for science of self-realization.
That's what Prabhupada wanted, the science of self-realization. Prabhupada wrote a book. This is a science of self-realization, and that is a real message. Mm-hmm. You don't change the message. Yeah. The science of self-realization, you understand this and you'll be happy and satisfied in life. Mm-hmm. Give the book. They'll take it.
Yeah, because I have been saying that, but at my core, I was also not very satisfied, because we don't do any yoga and meditation.
We don't do.
But we say this to the Westerners particularly, because they are interested in yoga and meditation. So we, you know, tune our message for their liking. But looks like
Prabhupada says many times, and in fact, all over America, I'm going and I was invited to those yoga clubs. So I told them, frankly, you know, see, this is, okay, this is mentioned in scriptures, we don't deny, it's a technique, but in this age, it will not work, if you want to realize God. For health, it is okay if you want to do, no issues with that, you do for health, but for realizing your self-spirituality and to become happy, this process cannot help you, chant Hare Krishna. And wherever I told, people were happy actually, all Vaishnavas. Telling, yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
But otherwise you can tell Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah, Bhakti Yoga you can tell.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We can tell India, but the Westerners, they don't understand what is Bhakti, right?
Spiritual yoga.
Or maybe science of self-realization.
You tell science. They are attracted to that. Science of self-realization.
Yeah.
But
is it, Hannah?
Yeah. Whatever we experienced is more than science. If you say yoga, people immediately, yeah, we do yoga.
But then what's the point of saying
we
that?
Say no, yoga,
no, we somehow, if we bring them to temple, yeah, then they will see if they're like,
no,
India,
no,
they
are
like...
No, they ask, we do yoga, then we say, yoga for the mind. This is not body postures and all. We do meditation, we chant, you know, we start like that. But
no,
yoga
but then,
and meditation is a hook to, you know, the people.
Well...
No,
okay, if you want to trick, you can do that.
The books, these are books on yoga and meditation. When we give Bhagavad Gita and say these books on yoga and meditation.
Some trick you can do that, but that should not come in the moment that think of. That's very funny. That's because I think in Thailand or somewhere, they by saying this again, they started doing yoga in the temple. In front, they close the altar and they do all the exercises there. So, I don't know. So, you have to make a balance and it's...
We are not following Srila Prabhupada's teaching. Like,
that's,
you know,
all.
Prabhupada said door-to-door, Bhagavad Gita and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. How many people actually took teachings of Lord Chaitanya?
Lord Chaitanya, we don't speak, first of all. He's out of the movement. When Lord Chaitanya comes, he will... I'm not there in the movement, no longer.
I don't even see TLC in people.
Nobody says.
Home, actually.
In India, nobody is saying about Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah, because many people, they don't know. Right. It's a, you know, hidden incarnation.
And
also,
that's
right?
So bad.
2016 goal, I was just...
So we are not having faith. Because we think people will think us fanatics and this and that. Well, people could have thought Prabhupada as fanatic, a Bengali fanatic, you know, what he's doing in America. But, he did it. You see, all these Dhongi gurus, they are better than us. You understand Dhongi gurus?
Fraud.
So all these fraud gurus who come, they are better than us. Osho Rajneesh came, did he change message? He told, I am going to say this, this is like this. All these bogus gurus, they speak their message. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, okay, I am going to teach you transcendental meditation and Vedas. Okay, people took it, fine. So whatever you say, what you say, that kind of people will come. If you say yoga, yoga people will come. If you say God, God people will come. There are people looking for God. It's not empty. If you say science of self-realization, those kind of people, you attract those people. And then if you start doing yoga, all kind of people who are influenced by yoga, they are all around you. And then after you're dead, then they will take over the movement. Yeah, yoga.
Two things.
They'll change the movement.
One, they're saying cultural presentation. So now what is like Seattle and all? Half of the temple is filled with doing classical dances, this dance, that.
You're right. I mean to say, you saw that video that Rathyatra in, I think,
Australia. Some dance and all.
Yeah.
That
now this, they have.
Yoga package, right? ISP.
So on a. I don't know. People are playing Bollywood songs now.
Really?
To dance, to attract people.
I saw in Hindu temples, but I don't know. It's coming.
No.
Rathyatra,
Australia.
Full Bollywood dance.
Really?
Yeah. It's a video on YouTube.
4 years now.
It's really? A video. You type and it'll come. Rathyatra. It's very bad.
So who keeps, Prabhuji, a tab on all of this, like within his sponsor? I'm sure there are like...
No, there is...
Hindu, right?
All
it's become culture.
It's become culture, We are doing. We are creating
so
problems.
Each temple, say for example, will have a festival coordinator, correct? Right. Then it all depends on if they are getting reviewed by TPs and all as to schedule.
Yeah.
It's like this yoga thing, right? I've been doing this, right? It's like... college preaching, that's the hook and that's the crowd that comes, right?
Yeah.
But two things happen. One is that the ones who come for yoga, they see that it's not yoga and they leave.
That's the idea. Yeah, they get disappointed with
it. Yeah, right. The other thing that happens is that It's like dishonesty, you know.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I also felt like that.
Cheaters.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
they're saying something and there's something else. It's a big concern. And after 10 years, everybody will start to think these ISKCON people are cheaters. They're saying something else. They're presenting something else. And then nobody believes. Okay,
get already lost. People are thinking we are money-minded people.
Already, right? Already people are thinking. Yeah. We all money. ISKCON people are money-minded.
Like in Russia, that is like this kind of exploding, right?
Yeah.
It's because of preaching. It's like they don't even go there. If you present it as something, you go as you present, right? Mm-hmm. And you take your time. You know, it's like. The guy goes to like this self-improvement classes for 2 years, at the end of 2 years, you know, little by little, right? Like put Krishna and Lord Chaitanya there.
That
right?
Do.
So it's like my point about that I don't know many who got like to become devotees after philosophy was the positive side of it is that people get become devotees because of relationships. You know,
yes, so yeah, both things have to go together.
That is always...
Both things have to go together. Without that, it's impossible. Relationship is impossible. That is most important, you're right. Most important. At least in India also it's becoming most important. As people are getting emotionally bankrupt, you have to give them relationships. And then you make them understand, they'll come. You're right. Yeah.
So if the bridge preaching is the way, then Krishna verse is also the way. So you cannot have bridge preaching without like with that pace, whereas like devotees, you know what I mean. So that's in Russia they do it. You know, it's like it's speaking with the Russian devotees.
But Russia they're also doing Harinam Sankirtan so much.
Sure.
It's like
sure.
And what
are present it as like bridge preaching, that's what they do. You know, it's
okay.
A present and Harinam.
Bridge preaching.
Right?
Diluted messages.
See you can use that, but the point is it's not overtake a movement. That's the point, you know. If it overtakes a movement, then everything becomes diluted.
Like if you see the Harinam, you will laugh actually. Like the balloons are there, you know, they are make you happy, love, Valentine's Day Harinam, this, that, you know.
But this
that's actually going on.
But this, Deepak, one thing, at least Russian, it one thing is commendable, they are all doing a lot of Harinams.
Harinam,
it is not happening in America, and that is the
problem.
Here.
Yeah.
We are not doing Harinam. And that's why nobody is changing.
Yeah.
You can just close it. Yeah.
What is that?
Actually, you are right, Prabhu. Harinam, that in our temple also, we have said, do you know, when we do this monthly Harinam, like now our Harinams have improved. Many people come to temple because they get the exposure.
This saw Russia.
Yeah.
It's due to Harinam, the power of holy name.
Yeah.
You're not doing.
And they see happy people, music, everybody gets
attracted. And Prabhupada's time, why people are coming? Due to Harinams.
Yeah,
everybody is going out.
People get attracted because of happy faces.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know. It's like when you go to Harinam with long faces and messed up dress, you know, it's like that's negative.
And that's why when we do say in Los Angeles, every year Prabhu Vaisheshika Prabhu has charge of book distribution there. Every one of us go there. You know, because Harinam is happening and Lord Jagannath is there, books go this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, you know, in India, I do like that. We do book distribution, but we don't go without Harinam.
Yeah, that is.
I make it a point, you know, do Harinam, site book distributing, and it triples our book distribution. We does two people go? Who are you?
We thought of doing it.
So that what my thing is, we should propagate Harinam all over the world.
We have a desire.
That will change our mood.
You should actually.
Don't really need anything.
We
are not following what Mahaprabhu said. Shravanam and Kirtanam.
And you have a book table.
No Harinam, no classes.
Have at least 10 times.
Everything else is there.
Books going out.
So that is sale. I mean, we already have that desire. You know, we have to find somebody.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when we went to, they would
give something that he doesn't want.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
3-4 Western people you take and then just give them a ride, give them good prasad, they will chant. And then when people see them, they will, you will get a lot of benefits.
Okay, so Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.